Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, ink is so pricey, I've had to give up other things I need for my office.
Well, right now, you'll get 15% back in Staples rewards on all HP ink and toners, so you'll...
I can use the rewards for other office essentials.
Bingo.
Like a desk.
That could be useful.
Shop Staples for all the ink you need at a great value every day. Staples, make more happen.
Minimum purchase $60 on HP ink or $200 on HP toner. Offer ends 1/9/16. For details, see store or visit staples.com/rewards.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, where business revolutionaries Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, best-selling authors of Lists That Save My Business and founders of Experience Pros University, are inspiring you to get your business right. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello and welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Very nice to have you along with us. Nice to make your acquaintance if you are a first-time tuner-inner to this program. We're here to remind you that small business is big business, and your business is our business.
Welcome to Positive Business Talk on the radio. So glad that you are tuning in and listening. You know, we get a lot of folks that are just moving across the dial looking for something a little unique, a little different. Well, you landed on it for sure today.
Absolutely. And maybe you landed in it because we like to take this top of the hour to talk a little bit about what's in the news. You're a left-handed woman, right?
I am a left-handed person. Why do you ask?
Well, I don't ask. I actually make the observation because in Oklahoma, if you went to school in Oklahoma, it is quite possible that your teacher would tell you that left-handedness is evil.
Oh, I didn't go to school in Oklahoma, but I did go in California.
It's evil and unlucky.
And I had a fifth-grade teacher.
Fifth grade.
Who, and I wrote really funky. You know how you see the left-handers and they almost like turn their hand all twisted, and their paper's all twisted? I think my paper was practically upside down and I'm writing. And I had a fifth grade teacher humiliate me.
Ooh.
Humiliate me in front of my peers. And you know what fifth grade is like, right?
Sure.
I mean, it's awful already.
And acne and the beginning of hormones.
So I cried
in
front of all my peers, right? Which is embarrassing. I'm being called out. I'm being humiliated. She's turning my paper right side up and forcing me to write, like not to have my wrist all twisted, but to write.
So how long did the scar tissue last from that episode?
I'm not bitter.
Okay,
no.
All right.
However,
because you have lovely handwriting today.
Actually, awful in the moment, right? Just mortified.
Right.
And probably for weeks I was mortified. I don't remember. I don't remember any backlash from it. I don't remember anybody bringing it up after that day. But what I do know is that my handwriting, much better.
Yes.
I don't have the stupid left-handed gait that is just awkward and goofy.
Yeah.
She did me a favor, though I did not recognize the value of it.
I don't know. You know, that brings
up, 10-year-old.
Brings up another question about how many times people, you know, do the best thing that they could ever have done for me is kick me out of the home.
Right.
And you're thinking, well, okay, that's 30 years of water under the bridge, but how did you feel about it for the first 3 years?
Right. At the time, horrible. And we've all had those instances, right? It's not until we grow up and wise up that we recognize they really did care about me. They really did love me and appreciate me and did me a favor. Why do you talk about left-handedness being
in
evil?
In Okemah, Oklahoma, an Oklahoma mom said that her four-year-old son's pre-kindergarten teacher forced him to write with his right hand and then sent home an article calling left-handedness evil.
Unlucky. Really?
And sinister.
Aren't we, like, in our right minds? And aren't there all these really fun things about left-handed people?
The article says that the devil is often portrayed as left-handed.
Oh, my goodness.
Right? That's a heavy trip.
You're telling that to a
four-year-old,
right? Or a mom of a four-year-old, as if we're not already freaked out enough that we're screwing our kids up, right?
Yeah, seriously. Well, folks, don't worry. Angel comes out okay. You're going to be okay. Everybody's going to be okay. Take a chill pill. It's all going to be all right. In fact, you know what? I'm going to take you to lunch.
You are?
Yeah. Just to celebrate your left-handedness.
Is it left-handed day?
No.
No.
No, but we need reservations.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, all right. That's good.
All right.
I need you to sit on my right side. You know, like if we're going to sit like next to each other, you should sit on my right.
The teacher did, at the corner. The teacher did me a service as well because I have sat on your left side many, many, many times. And you are not a left elbower.
I know. See, that's the thing with the left-handed thing. We had, it was like this whole body movement to get us to write our name. But, you know, she had my arm in, she turned my paper right side up and forced me. And so, yeah, you can sit on the left side of me and I will not elbow you.
All right. There you go. So you want to go to lunch?
Okay.
All right. Got to get reservations.
Oh, I like going to places you need reservations.
It's McDonald's.
Excuse me?
McDonald's.
I thought you said we were going someplace that needed reservations.
We are. And it's actually in Sweden. But in Sweden, you can now go to...
Do you have tablecloths?
It's Chez McDonald's.
Yeah.
And but I don't know if they have tablecloths or not, but they do have wait staff who will be serving you the new Maestro Classic Burger. It's a brand new burger.
So you sit down, it's like table service
at McDonald's?
You got to book a table.
At bookatable.com.
Really?
Right?
Yeah, they must have tablecloths.
Yeah. You're probably going to ask me new stuff about what the burger is all about and how it's different and all that. I got nothing except
I didn't even ask you questions.
I know where you're going with it. And so I believe there's a new mustard.
A mustard?
Yeah.
Oh, like Greg Poupon? Is it fancy?
It's from Sweden. Of course it's fancy.
Swedish mustard.
Swedish mustard. Say that three times.
Can't say it.
You want to say meatballs, don't you?
I do. So reserved tables to promote the new Maestro Burger.
Correct.
So it's just a promotion, just a campaign, a temporary campaign.
We suspect, but we don't know that for sure because it hasn't gone over yet.
Would you enjoy table service at McDonald's?
I don't think so.
No?
No, because you look over there and there's still Playland.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So I'm not sure that's exactly the highlight of...
I do like going to restaurants where they have tablecloths. There's just something nice about it. I tried doing the tablecloth thing at my house
because
I like the idea of a tablecloth. It just feels just a little bit more like we were intentionally planning to dine here.
Right.
And but that thing is so messy and I'm having to change it.
Most people choose like a white tablecloth and I don't know why. Because
it's pretty.
Spill.
I know. And my kids spill. And so then for them to not mess up the tablecloth, then they just like lift up the tablecloth and squish it off of theirs. Like, so if they sat down to have a bowl of cereal, like squish the tablecloth over.
It's all wrinkled.
And leave it like that.
Of course.
And that's not fancy.
No. Hey, listen, whether you're putting up a brand new website, you're redesigning an existing one, or moving a site onto a new content management system, launching a website is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And daunting.
Mm-hmm.
So I came up with, actually I didn't come up with, HubSpot came up with.
The ultimate website launch checklist.
That. And so there's some ideas that we're going to roll out for you here that you should probably consider if you're looking to make some changes or create a new website. The first thing is, before you do anything, make a list.
My favorite.
Action items, due dates, who's responsible for what. This is so important because if you don't know what you're doing, somebody else is going to do it, right? And if you're going to tell them to do it, you need to assign due dates and who's doing what and what's going to happen here. And believe me, we have three or four people on our web design team.
Yeah, you need them all to come together for this checklist making event because they're each going to – there's parts of it that could be overlapped that are redundant and you don't want two people doing the same thing. Nor do you want gaps in, well, I thought so-and-so was going to do that. No,
right.
I thought this other person was going to do that. So bring the whole team together as you create this checklist to ensure everyone's on the same page, there's no role confusion, and to lay out that comprehensive list for what each person is responsible for and a due date.
Listen to this next one really, really carefully because this is really, really important, and I am the voice of experience here. Prepare for worst case scenarios.
And you don't,
what
really.
Could go wrong?
I mean, really, you don't expect for the person who claims to have award-winning website design experience.
I am an award-winning website designer.
The whole darn thing.
I pushed the wrong button.
3 days before the whole thing is ready to launch.
And where we start
from absolute zero and scratch.
Set us back 2.5 weeks.
Had a pseudo backup from, you know, at least somewhere in the process, not from the very, very beginning, but it was pretty lengthy from you know, behind the, it was not good. So plan for worst case scenarios. Do we have the backups? What if something falls short? What if this doesn't go live? What if this piece doesn't work? And I think that's the hardest thing for entrepreneurs to think of.
Right. Absolutely. The next thing, set up a staging site, and that is on a private server. Your webmaster knows exactly what that means and where that is. You set it up so that there's a development site that it's not actively live out there on the interweb while they are tweaking, testing, and making sure that all the buttons work.
Right. So if you're redesigning or doing a redo, you still have a website up while everything else is going on behind the scenes. You don't have to shut it all down, nor do you have to have your work in progress, you know, being viewed by the entire public eye. And so having a staging place where people can log in and make changes and make adjustments and see what's going on and see the progress along the way behind the scenes.
Ensure that your website is mobile responsive. You've got to make sure that it fits on all the different mobile platforms, from Android to iPhone to all the different things out there, the Microsoft-type mobile. It's so important to be responsive. It's not complicated with many of the new website design programs that are out there.
Double check your images, that they are all compressed properly for the web and with page loading time and all of that. And make sure that you own the copyright for all the images that you post.
That's a great idea.
Website. Actually, there's far more involved in this list. I think we'll post it on the Facebook page.
Sounds great. All right, folks, don't go anywhere. When we come back, more positive business talk. You know, this is where we come for nothing but the best in business, and that means yours. So hang tight, turn up the volume, and remember to do business with the people who do business with the pros. This is Angel and Eric on the Experience Pros Radio Show.
You're busy, but are you really achieving the dreams you thought you would? Infinite Nation knows that when your vision is big enough, you can create infinite success. Request your free vision check phone call with award-winning vision coach Carrie Conley. Discover how easy it is to achieve your infinite success. Call 720-331-8693, 720-331-8693, and check out the Vision is Victory workshop online at infinitenation.com.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Attention business owners, if you're waiting 30 to 60 days or more to get paid, Riviera Finance can turn your invoices into immediate cash flow. Let them help. Their process is simple and no debt is created. Riviera Finance has local offices serving clients across the U.S. and Canada. So if you bill on credit but need better cash flow, call Riviera Finance now. 800-872-7484. That's 800-872-7484. Or visit RivieraFinance.com.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
Biz Talk Radio. The experienced pros want to help you get your business right. Have you joined the revolution? Visit meetup.com/therevolution and become a business revolutionary. And now, back to Eric and Angel on the Experienced Pros Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Experienced Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. Very nice to have you along with us today. Like them or not, selfies are here to stay.
They kind of are, and we're going to go through a little bit of the history of the selfie and how to take a good selfie or when a good selfie is appropriate, but we probably should have a disclaimer.
Public service announcement. This just in, a tally of selfie-related incidents leading to death this year comes to a startling revelation. Selfie deaths in 2015 outnumber the deaths from shark attacks.
Okay, so I did just see not too long ago a gal who was taking a selfie while driving ended up having a car, died from and they found her phone, and just a minute before the wreckage, her selfie posted that she was happy, the song Happy, and the song Happy makes her happy. And it was a 1 minute before she veered into oncoming traffic, flipped her car, lit on fire, the whole thing.
If you're going to take a selfie, stop moving.
Stop moving.
Please.
Don't do them on top of staircases. Don't do them in front of moving trains.
Yeah. Falling is actually the number one selfie-related death type injury. You fall.
You fall.
You break something bad.
Put yourself in front of harm's way. So this is our disclaimer. Be safe. With safe selfies.
Safe selfies.
We're going to talk about safe selfies.
Yes.
The selfie stick has actually been banned at all Disney parks.
Can you believe that?
Because people are taking them on the rides.
And
on
walking.
The roller coasters.
Yeah.
Danger. Danger, Will Robinson.
Absolutely.
So we want to keep you safe. Because selfies are kind of here to stay, and they are evolving, the world of selfies. But just make sure that you practice safe selfie.
Yeah, you do need to practice safe selfie. And like I said at the top of the segment, love it or hate them, selfies are here to stay. So here we are to help you. By the way, the history of selfies, you thought that...
I thought Thelma and Louise were the first selfie. Do you remember in the movie?
Right? Yeah.
They snap in their picture. I mean, that was like the ultimate. Now, of course, resulting in death selfie. So again, we're talking about safe selfie. But
right.
Thelma and Louise's selfie doesn't even make the selfie history list.
No, it doesn't.
I'm very disappointed.
And in fact,
that.
The selfie started in 1839.
1839.
Chemist Robert Cornelius took the first photographic self-portrait, the selfie. And then in 1979, quite a few years later, Andy Warhol was the one that started working with self-portraits using his Polaroid camera.
Using his Polaroid camera.
Right?
Oh, gosh, the Polaroid.
He had to shake it.
Like a Polaroid picture.
Yeah, that's exactly what he had to do. All right, digital cameras in the 2000s, of course, made it easy to experiment with self-portraiture. MySpace is launched in 2003, popularizing the MySpace pic. In 2004, images tagged as selfie, hashtag selfie, first began appearing on Flickr.
Oh, 2004, hashtag selfie.
Right.
11 years ago. Who knew?
Yeah. So now, you know, we can go through all the history. Of course, Ellen DeGeneres is most famous in 2014 with her Oscar selfie, the most retweeted image ever.
And then Kim Kardashian, the whole book of her own selfies titled Selfish, which absolutely is fitting.
And then, of course, as Angel mentioned, in 2015 also, Disneyland, Coachella, and the Sistine Chapel have banned selfie sticks.
All right. Okay. So now let's talk about some selfies, how to take a selfie, and what selfies you should be participating in.
How about that, the no makeup selfie, you know, that you're fresh out of bed.
Fresh out of bed, right? All the Hollywood glamours are doing it. How to do it. You wake up, wash your face.
Right.
And then take a natural selfie.
There it is.
Men, you don't, you know, probably don't have to do this. You know,
looking at Beyonce.
That little, you know, 5 o'clock shadow first thing in the morning.
Beyonce doesn't have that.
No, not her, but for the men.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of just that fresh face. I'm just getting up in the morning. It's kind of sexy. It's kind of like, all right, this is just raw me.
You ever, raw me? You ever want to know how to take the perfect duck face selfie?
And nobody's doing duck face anymore.
I think they are.
No. The duck face was 2013,
are they all gone?
I think.
All right.
I think so. Originally started out as that subtle pout, but became that mock sexy fad.
Oh, yeah.
Like you're kissing, you know, little smooch.
Droopy eyes are optional, but preferred.
Preferred, yeah. Purse your lips to resemble a duck's bill, they say.
Ariana
Droopy
Grande
eyes,
is hot.
Optional.
All right. Oh, we do this from time to time.
The post-workout selfie.
Right.
I mean, I think that's when your abs are really showing off, right? Because you've just worked them, or if you've been lifting weights, your muscles are a little bulgier than they would normally. So how do you do it?
Well, you work up a sweat, you find a mirror, flex.
And snap.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, snap.
Except for we're all sweaty.
Yeah.
I don't really like because of the sweaty part, I don't like the post-workout. I like the pre-workout, but I'm not necessarily
I don't usually take
yet.
Off my shirt because I'm not there to that six-pack abs yet. So all you get is a wet shirt, and that's
we've
gross.
Got a. I remember when you were doing your workout fitness thing, and you posted a before and after.
I did. Oh.
A selfie. Do you remember that?
And I did take off my shirt for that.
You did. Looked pretty good.
Should we post that again?
You know,
it's out there.
It was just. It's nice to see. Progress.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. And there was progress there. How about the group selfie? Gather everybody around. Make sure you don't crop anyone out. It's not nice. And by the way, keep your tongue in your mouth.
All right. So this is hard to do, the group selfie, because one person's usually always really close to the lens.
Yeah.
You know, I like to either kind of take them from up high or down low versus like straight on, because Eric's arms can do that. And so from up high, you know, we can usually kind of get in, or even from down low.
Can we talk about a selfie that you really probably should not be taking?
The museum selfie.
No.
Shame, shame.
No, it's not the museum selfie. P. Diddy, he does that.
But you're not supposed to do that.
It's not.
Selfies of the Mona Lisa, you're not supposed to take pictures, right?
They're frowned upon. But I'm actually talking about the Belfie.
What?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about
the
Belfie.
It's a self-portrait featuring one's buttocks.
My booty?
Yeah.
My booty is in my selfie?
If you want to know how to do it, you face the rear to the mirror, and then you pose and snap. Most people really shouldn't.
I don't know that...
Most people
I don't
shouldn't.
Know that I...
Have you ever taken one of those?
I don't know
can
that I...
Can you twist that way?
I could, right?
You probably
like,
can.
I just... I don't know that I could do that.
And I don't even know... This whole segment is really kind of degraded. Do you know what the felfie is?
Okay, so if the belfie is my booty, the felfie is my foot.
Careful. No, it's a farm animal.
A farm animal?
Yeah.
Is a felfie go to a farm?
Yeah.
With the most likes and retweets, you're going to get the cutest animal and take a felfie, a farm animal. So go to the zoo, go to the farm, get a little animal in there, probably even your own puppy or cat or something.
Yeah.
That would be cute.
All right, here's a couple of things that you really need. This is our public service side of this conversation. We're going to have to wrap it up quick. Do not take the driving selfie, self-explanatory. Do not take the Bay Caught Me Slipping selfie. No one likes a faker, especially when the photo background gives it away. You're cheating. Don't take the extreme selfie. Stay away from high places. It's dangerous. Don't take the self-incriminating selfie. You know, Snoop Dogg, he's famous for
those. Being the dumbest criminal ever, right?
Don't take the funeral selfie.
Aww.
School in the summertime. No class.
All right.
There you have
it.
There's your guide to selfies.
Guide to selfies. So remember,
practice safe selfie. There you go. All right, folks, we have more positive business talk, I promise, on the other side of these messages. Remember to turn up the volume and do business with the people who do business with the pros. And if you have questions about the Experience Pros, check us out at experiencepros.com. That's experiencepros.com. Back right after this.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU maximum arthritis pain relief cream, perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue MU. It works fast, and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068, 800-957-6068, that's 800-957-6068.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
If you're like me, and you probably are, you probably have some toys, like a desktop computer, a laptop, maybe a tablet, one or two smartphones, a printer, maybe even a high-speed modem and wireless router. That's a lot of technology. Who do you call when something breaks? If you had Tech Butler, one call can fix them all. And for a lot less than every other tech support service. Really, Tech Butler will cover every device you own for as little as $99 a year. And when you buy 2 years of protection, they'll give you a third year free, so you'll save even more. Plus, you get the peace of mind knowing that every device you own today or in the future is covered. Tech Butler. One call literally covers all your devices for less than everyone else. Get 1 year free when you buy two. Save money. Call right now. 1-800-434-0522. That's 1-800-434-0522. Again, 1-800-434-0522. 1-800-434-0522.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, ink is so pricey, I've had to give up other things I need for my office.
Well, right now, you'll get 15% back in Staples rewards on all HP ink and toner, so you'll...
I can use the rewards for other office essentials.
Bingo.
Like a desk.
That could be useful.
Shop Staples for all the ink you need at a great value every day. Staples, make more happen.
Minimum purchase $60 on HP ink or $200 on HP toner. Offer ends 1/9/16. For details, see store or visit staples.com/rewards.
Biz Talk Radio. The experienced pros want to help you get your business right. And now, back to Eric and Angel on the Experienced Pros Radio Show.
All you got is this moment.
So make it count, folks. Welcome back to the Experienced Pros Radio Show. All you've got is this moment. How's your content strategy?
My content strategy? If all I've got is this moment, I'm not thinking content strategy.
I think you should be. At least Ryan Young thinks you should be. He wrote a great article in comarketingassociates.com blog. Thought it was interesting to put some current trends that are happening in the marketing place to influence your content strategy. I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about here. Visual content. We all know that visual content is effective, right?
Absolutely. People like to look at pictures.
All right. Well, it says that 87% of marketers believe that their video marketing effectiveness is increasing, with about half of those marketers claiming the increase to be significant. So what do you do with this trend? How do you know? Well, you know, if 87%, almost 9 out of 10 people are saying that video marketing is being more effective and that half of those are saying massively more effective.
Now is the time to invest in visual content. We're talking photography, infographics, and videos as
Absolutely.
A great place to start. Eric doesn't know this, but I just remembered. I was thinking this morning, I said, oh, there's something that we need to do, a project that I had thought of, but I couldn't remember what it was.
You give me all kinds of angst when, you know what, I'm going to break out my... my Rolaids.
Okay. So here we actually sat down with the social media advisor, Holly Claire.
Oh, I love her.
And she was talking about some of the infographics and the pictures that we were using.
Yeah.
And she says, you know, to be more effective, you know, use your own pictures instead of stock photos and other imaging, to use your own pictures. You don't have to deal with copyright issues.
Right.
Right? It's more personalized. People are attracted to you. It's your brand. It's your location. It's your people. And use your own, you know, create your own
and
visuals.
Besides, you're very photogenic, so that's easy.
So are you. Yeah. So are you. You got that look. You got, he gives that smoldering look that he gives. And so here's what I'm thinking, and this is a project.
Okay.
To go to our blog.
Yeah.
And replace
all the images
with Experienced Pros photos.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Well, we have. I mean, we don't.
I know.
What was that noise? I'm sorry. Let's see. Let's go back to this report. Okay,
have.
So just start at the beginning and work yourself backwards.
Joe,
you know, it's
a female deer.
This is, if people are looking at visuals and you want it to match your brand. This
There's
is
no a, better brand than you and me for Experienced Pros.
There you go. Right. Can okay. I get you to agree on that?
I do agree. I
and
agree
now
with
it
you,
is
actually.
Fun.
The thought
it
occurred
is
to me as well.
Fun to go to the internet and find other pictures and see what's out there, but a lot of those don't belong to you, right? And unless
right.
you've invested, and now Daryl Stern has some recommendation for getting free visuals.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's plenty
subscribing
of free sites
to different
out there.
Things,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And but. You know, you can't hurt. It can't hurt when you use your own people. Think about when you go through a photo album and somebody was or showing you their vacation slides. I don't think people do that anymore. But think back to days yonder. What were the pictures that you liked to see? The ones with people in it. You know, the landscapes were nice and the flowers and the scenery. But it's the one with the faces that you are drawn to.
Absolutely. The second trend that is happening in marketing today is going to surprise you. There is, in fact, a sweet spot for shareable content. Now you think, well, what the heck did he just say? Well, you know, you want to know what's going to be shared. How can I create something that's going to be most likely to be shared? Well, guess what it is?
I would love to know.
Long-form content. Blogs with more than 1,000 words.
Oh, right? That's new, because it used to be 300.
Under 300,
yeah.
Right?
Now we want more. Yeah, I mean, if I'm going to take the time, I'm going to click on it, I'm going to read your headline, I'm going to go there, give me something to sink my teeth into.
Make a list, create a video post, and make sure there's 1,000 words, and it will be share and link friendly.
Link friendly, shareable, and that is a different trend. We were doing short, snappy, and sweet. Now people want some meat.
Absolutely. Here's another trend. Accuracy is as important as ever. In the beginning of the year, the Edelman Trust Barometer claimed that for the first time ever, online search engines have become more trusted source for general news and information than the traditional media.
However,
yeah,
survey respondents do not trust sites that contain errors or mistakes.
Spelling errors included.
Absolutely. So always, always check, double check, triple check. Have somebody else's eyes on it before you post.
You know, writers know this. Sometimes things slip through the cracks.
Right. And a lot of times when we're doing, especially blogging and posting, we're typing so fast.
Sure.
We're in the moment and we're just click, post, hit, upload, send.
Stop.
Stop.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing, with the statistics in mind about, you know, that people don't trust, it means they're not going to come back to your site. So checking for inaccuracies is more important than ever, because it's going to flip you from being a trusted, valuable resource into a damaging one. So if your organization produces digital content,
right,
also make sure that you fact check your work.
Amen.
For inaccuracies. You know, those fact checkers, there's a reason we have fact checkers. Can't
Sounds
even say
like
that.
You're swearing.
You fact checker, you.
All right.
You know the truth. You know something I don't know.
Okay. Here's another one. You want to make sure that you know this trend is true. Email is alive and well.
Is it really?
It is. I know there are a lot of people wondering about that. And
I know,
we've had
because
conversations recently.
I have been on an unsubscribe kick recently. I currently do not receive email on my phone. I know that's really hard for people to hear. And the reason is because of the influx of newsletters and stuff. I really don't want to be on the receiving end of it notifying me all day long. So it was recommended to me that I unsubscribe to a bunch of stuff that I really didn't subscribe to in the first place. And so I've been doing that. And then the other piece of it is we would send out emails to our membership.
Right.
And with information and do a follow-up phone call on those emails to make sure that they're getting the information.
Right.
And I would say 80% of the time, I didn't read that.
Yeah.
I didn't read that.
Well,
I didn't read that.
Okay.
I got so tired of hearing I didn't read that, I just stopped sending emails.
Then you lose the connection with your people. And
then we lost the connection.
The biggest
and
issue.
And that was, and but did I even have it in the first place, or it was a false impression of a connection?
Adobe did a survey that revealed about 58% of the respondents prefer email when being contacted by a brand. However, brands need to be careful with what they're sending. About one-third of the respondents said they would like to receive less repetitive emails from marketers. So what should you do with this information? First and foremost, you need to establish an ongoing relationship with your customer. You need to know them, and they need to know you, and what the intent of your communication is. Finally, pay attention to a customer's previous actions. If they click on links, find out what they're clicking on and readdress to that.
I know. I think that there is a whole study in email marketing and email campaigns. For the longest time, Eric and I did not subscribe to like a newsletter type, service.
Sure.
We sent personal emails. You would get an email from Angel's email address.
Right.
I sat down, I typed it. It was to John and it was from Angel, and I would get the most response. But as we grow,
you have to scale your operation,
right?
Because you'll spam.
I can't send 100 emails or even 500 or 1,000 emails in that methodology. So for time management's sake, one email fits all. But what we end up finding is most people don't read it. Because it's just not valuable. They feel like it's the same thing in there that they got last week, and why should I open it this week?
Right.
And so keeping that relevant, if you're going to use email marketing, study it, research it, and find the effective methods to do that.
All right. This is going to come as a shock to you, but mainstream sales tactics are becoming stale.
Mainstream sales tactics. What do you mean?
When you lead off with a sales pitch with an unconsidered need addressing an opportunity that prospects didn't know they had could be beneficial, but only 14% of people are doing that. Most people are just saying, would you like to buy from me? Would you like to buy from me now? Scale 1 to 10, how do you feel about this? Nobody likes that. People want to buy, but they don't want to be sold.
So when creating any content, always remember that what you're writing about is providing a solution, an answer to a question, a benefit. Benefit, 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 and then opportunity to receive such benefit instead of leading off with a sale. And, you know, think outside the box. Offer possible solutions that your customers may not even realize that they're facing, but that you solve for.
Yeah.
And review some of the things that you respond to, some of the emails and some of the ads and offers that you actually respond to. What kind of wording did they use? What did they say to you that got you to participate?
I'm going to post this article to our Facebook page. It is full of amazing information, including readers are wary about branded content. You should do about that.
You're going to share this?
I am.
Ooh, it's shareable. They hit the sweet spot.
There it is. All right, folks, don't go anywhere. More positive business talk from Angel and Eric, and the Experience Pros Radio Show is coming up next. If you'd like to know where you can find more information, the resources that are available for us, check us out at experiencepros.com. That's experiencepros.com. Become a member of our directory, and we'd love to have you back after these messages.
Have you told your customers how special they are? It's that time of year for you to show just how much you appreciate them. Printing Done Quickly can print personalized custom holiday cards or calendars. Nothing shows how much you care like a wonderful gift with your logo emblazoned on it or delicious sweet treats or food gifts. Let PDQ make this time of year less stressful by doing all of this for you. They can ship your gifts anywhere in the country. PrintingDoneQuickly.com or call 720-524-8302.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call. Hi, this is Angel. And if you haven't checked out all the resources that Experience Pros offers small business owners all across America, I'd like to invite you to visit experiencepros.com. From annual contests to the Extreme Customer Service Directory, daily blogs and fan bragging to business tips, Experience Pros supports business owners just like you in so many ways. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Experience Pros. And thank you for allowing us to serve you every day right here on this station.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobedes is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobedes for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 90.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobedes now. Call 800-554-4128 and get your free bottle. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-554-4128. That's 800-554-4128.
rate.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio. The Experience Pros Radio Show, where small business is big business and your business is our business. Follow them on Twitter.com/Experience Pros. Now, back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Very nice to have you along with us today. Hey, is your business performing well on social media? Are you gaining lots of engaged fans?
You know, it's interesting. I just did kind of a whole how are we doing online review to send to a potential advertiser. Wanted some numbers and statistics. And I was kind of impressed with some of our behind-the-scenes numbers.
Our brand does pretty well. And
we do okay. Oh, absolutely. And you see the gaps, definitely, when you go back and you research and post-reach and engagement and followers and tweet reach and all of that. And you can see where you can improve and where the gaps are missing. And then all of a sudden, I come up with a whole long to-do list of things we can be doing better. But, Eric, I thought we were going to talk about a makeover.
We are going to talk about a makeover for your social media, because many of you are not seeing the engagement. You kind of, we hear it all day long.
You tricked
people
me.
Feel like nobody knows you exist. I didn't trick you.
And we're going to talk about a makeover.
We're going to make over your social media.
My social media. I was thinking hair, makeup, fashion, like the whole nine
yards.
You're
walking makeover every day.
Oh, I know. Hair's different today. Angel needs a haircut. I go tomorrow. So this is what happens when the bangs are just a little too long for the face.
Time for a report card. Here are the top areas for social media renovation, according to our good friends over at Grow Social. Your avatar.
Your avatar. So the
profile
that's the
picture.
Profile picture.
Yeah,
okay.
Right. Your background or banner image.
Okay, so the background on your Facebook or even
Twitter.
On Twitter or LinkedIn.
Yep, yep.
Okay.
Your content, get this, consistency.
Oh, are you just completely random with
right.
what you post and how often you post?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Do you study, follow, and copy trends?
All right, and there's lots of trends that you can take advantage of. You don't have to recreate the wheel every single day.
And then the final place we're going to give a little renovation, a little makeover to, is your social engagement.
All right, so on a... You know, think about this as we're going through this on a grade scale, A, B, C, D, or an F. See how you are doing. We're going to talk first about choosing the right avatar.
Oh, man.
And so we're talking about your professional brand.
Your profile.
Here's the things they say don't use.
I know.
And the first one is...
Guilty!
We are guilty. Group photos.
We use group photos all the time.
Either of us at events, our team out and about doing fun stuff, but they say nay, nay on the group photos. They also say do not use unprofessional photos.
Or photos other than yourself.
You know, your pet, your bird, you know, something. You know, a flag, your favorite sports team, anything like that.
Don't use pixelated logos.
Yeah, a professional crisp logo or a professional headshot.
That's it.
Professional headshot, professional logo. Now, we do have a lot of fun with our social media, especially our Facebook, but on our LinkedIn and on our Twitter, we follow these rules.
Absolutely.
It's the Facebook that we've been in the gray area a little bit.
Tip number two, use backgrounds and banner images, but each one of them on the various social media sites have different scales and whatnot. You want to make sure that you fit specifically to those things. And if you're not using a background banner or image, you need to get in on that.
And we have a little challenge with this one. On our meetup, we have the wrong scaled size
right.
for our image. So we do have one, wrong scale. So I'm going to give us a C minus on that. I didn't give us a grade.
All right.
I'm going to say a B on our avatar because, you know, I think we do mostly good, but we do the group photo in there.
Do you share your content across all social networks? Not only should your profiles look the same, but they should also feature the same content because if you're doing it right, you should have different audiences. Your Instagram audience is different than your Google Plus audience. Your Twitter audience is different than your Facebook audience. Is there some crossover? Sure there is. But in large part, there should be a different audience there.
And there should be. And I always struggle with this one. You know, we're all on Facebook and then, you know, something new started. So we all kind of go and follow each other over on Twitter. And then we all go and follow each other on Instagram. And so why would I follow you on Instagram if I'm already following you on Facebook if you're posting the same stuff?
Tweak it out a little bit and address a different angle from it. You know, you take the same shot from a different angle and post different
or
shots.
Or different content or different... what do you call that? Like a little describe this picture kind
right,
of thing.
Right, little description.
Change it a little bit to fit the different audience. But I do think for consistent branding, there should be some consistency across your platforms. But I think you change it up for the different platforms.
Absolutely.
You don't have it be exactly cookie cutter.
All right. Study, follow, and copy trends. The internet is an ever-changing landscape. Always be ahead of the curve by studying, following, and copying online trends. How do you find out that out? Twitter uses it on the left side. It's got all the what's trending today, right? Facebook does it on the right side of the page. What's trending today? They're all out there. You can find out what the trends are. Instagram, same thing.
Well, and here's why being active and engaged on social media, this is where this actually shows up. But if you are scheduling everything out and you're not actually engaging on social media, you're just pushing content, but never there to interact, see what's going on, or even misusing some of the trends, you know, where you go on, you see, okay, here's a trend today, but you didn't actually dig any deeper to find why it's trending. And sometimes you can do a big social media snafu and boo-boo by not paying attention to really what's trending, why it's trending that way. And again, if you're not engaged, if you're not actually actively engaging social media
That's right.
and interacting with people in real time.
Why would you expect them to do that with you?
Ding, ding, ding.
Join groups. Follow related professionals. Like and comment and share their content. If you expect people to do it, if you desire people to do it for you and your brand, lead by example.
I would say this is where we get our A, in probably not on any of the others, but in liking and commenting and sharing other people's content
yeah.
and engaging with them. That's what we want people to do for us. So we set the example and we do it first. Kind of like on LinkedIn, you want people to leave you a review, right? A testimonial, rather than ask for one, give one first. So that's, you know, if you're going to get an A in anything, if you're going to work on the first thing, I would say start there. With creating a tribe, creating a fan base, and a group of engaged folks on whichever social media platform you choose to use.
Well, there you have it. Thanks to the folks over at Grow Social and the Red Website Design website for this information. We have to take a quick top of the hour break and get the news and all that else is coming up. But We'll be back right after this with a whole other hour of positive business talk.
This has been the Experience Pros Radio Show with business revolutionaries Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer. For more information, you can contact Experience Pros by calling 720-344-2446 or visit them on the web at experiencepros.com, facebook.com/experiencepros, and twitter.com/experiencepros. What are you waiting for? Join the revolution.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.